This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Hundreds of stream flow gauges that are used to monitor rising water levels across the nation are in danger of being shut down, but Missouri's gauge stations may avoid that fate. KBIA's Janet Saidi has the details.
Stream flow gauges monitor rising water levels connected with flooding, and they have other uses, such as monitoring the availability of water as a resource. This week, the nonprofit news service Stateline.org reported that the United States Geological Survey, or USGS, has identified more than 580 stations nationally that are endangered because of budget cutbacks. Mike Slifer is the director of the USGS Missouri Water Science Center. He says Missouri has about 240 stream flow gauging stations that are funded through a patchwork of local, state, and federal partnerships. And he says while those partnerships and their funding sources can sometimes be precarious, Missouri's funding for the gauges has remained consistent.
In the past, there has been some potential issues as state funding, has risen and fallen. One of the things that's always looked at is the gauging program. The state of Missouri has pretty much recognized the importance of information on water resources.
Mike Norris, chief of the National Streamflow Information Program, which coordinates a network of thousands of gauging stations nationally, says states like Missouri that have had recent flooding sometimes are more reluctant to cut funding to streamflow gauging. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
The murder trial of a mid-Missouri teen accused of killing a young neighbor girl has been scheduled for January 30th in the federal courthouse in Jefferson City. In a court order signed today, attorneys have indicated the trial of 17-year-old Alyssa Bustamante could take 2 weeks. Bustamante was 15 when she was charged with stabbing and strangling 9-year-old Elizabeth Olton in October 2009. The girls were neighbors in St. Martin's, just west of Jefferson City. Bustamante has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized the first-ever national standards to reduce toxic air emissions from coal and oil-fired power plants. Veronique LaCapra tells us what that means for Missouri.
The rule requires Ameren and other electricity companies to reduce power plant emissions of mercury and other toxic contaminants by 2016. Ameren's Vice President of Environmental Services, Mike Menny, says all of Ameren's Missouri power plants will need new pollution controls. Menny says bringing those plants into compliance will cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's really difficult to say what the impact might be on rates because we're talking 3 to 5 years down the road when these costs will actually be incurred. But it obviously is going to force some upward pressure in our electric rates.
Environmental groups nationwide are praising the new emissions standards, saying they will improve air quality and help protect human health and the environment. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Kansas City Mayor Sly James says he plans to go to Jefferson City to push his plan calling for the mayor to control Kansas City's public schools. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.